Super Bowl 50 will be held on Sunday at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, about 42 miles south of San Francisco, and the region is prepping for a big influx of tourists. But one step that's been taken to that end is pretty controversial. San Francisco has been moving some of its homeless people out of sight from tourists, something Mayor Ed Lee talked about in August in an interview with KPIX News.
You're going to have to leave, and we'll give you an alternative, and we're always going to be supportive, but you're going to have to leave the streets.
Stephanie Martin Taylor is reporter and anchor at Here and Now contributor KQED. She's with us from San Francisco. Stephanie, first of all, how did people react to that statement by Mayor Lee?
Not well at all. The general perception has been that Lee wants the homeless out of view, out of sight from tourists, away from the TV cameras that are literally coming in from all over the world. Homelessness has been one of San Francisco's most intractable problems, and here we've got this major event going on in our city. Of course, the game is being played in Santa Clara, but the big party is happening in our city, and people are feeling like the homelessness just need to go away, according to Lee.
Well, you spoke with one homeless woman, a 34-year-old named Rebecca Padilla. Let's listen to what she had to say.
We're all having to move because the Super Bowl, because that's what the mayor wants. It's like, so instead of people seeing how things really are, you want to put a show on? I don't think that's right.
So when she says we're all having to move, are the police really picking people up and moving them, or are they being forcibly moved? Are they being asked to move, or what's happening?
Well, that's where the situation gets a little bit murky. The police have moved homeless people from Justin Herman Plaza, which is the area where Super Bowl City, which is the area where the party is happening. They've moved about two dozen people, according to the city. So they've had to leave. However, other places around the city, there are many tent encampments that have cropped up over the last year or so. Due to the building boom that's going on downtown and a lot of other factors. But there's been this general perception that those areas need to clear out as well. And Rebecca Padilla, who we just heard from, she was telling me that she had been hearing rumors that she was going to have to move from her tent encampment underneath the freeway overpass. And then there have been some homeless people who've told me directly that police have used the Super Bowl as a reason to tell them to get off the streets, to move their belongings, to even confiscate their belongings. Now, the city will tell you that the mayor's statement has been overblown and that that's not what's happening. There's not a systematic effort in place to remove the homeless from the city's streets. But when you talk to people on the ground, it's a different story.
Well, I have to say it's pretty surprising because when you think of San Francisco from the outside, it seems like one of the friendliest cities to the homeless in the entire country.
Absolutely. And you have a lot of soul searching going on right now about how the city is treating the homeless. Also, you have the big tech boom going on right now and the housing crisis. Housing prices are through the roof right now. So I think it plays into this overall theme that we've been hearing about for the last couple of years, that inequality is growing more and more stark and more and more people are being priced out of the city.
Well, and there was a protest yesterday along the Embarcadero where a lot of homeless people live. You spoke with Jennifer Friedenbach, who's executive director of the Coalition on Homelessness, which organized the protest. Here she is.
I'm not sure, what the disconnect is between what the mayor's saying and what's happening to homeless people, but the end result for homeless people is the same, is they're feeling really squeezed by the Super Bowl and they're really upset about it. And so are San Franciscans.
What was the scene like at the protest yesterday?
It was a very large protest. It was right across the street from Super Bowl City. And on the Embarcadero, you had rows and rows of police officers wearing their riot gear, really watching the crowd. Hundreds of protesters, mostly homeless advocates, some homeless people, and just supporters of the homeless out just saying that, the homeless should not be criminalized. They should not be swept out of view. It's time to get them housing. And it was fairly peaceful, but it was a very emotional protest.
Is there a plan in the city to get long-term housing for the homeless?
Well, the city has been talking about this issue for years and years. Yes, Mayor Ed Lee has come out and said he wants to stop the balkanization of homeless services and really consolidate everything into one department. dealing with the homeless problem and or the homeless issue. And there's also you know, more money that's going to be put into place towards something called a navigation center. That's been very successful. It's been a shelter that has been set up to help people stay longer than just the general 24-hour stay that they're allowed, or even less than 24-hour stay. People can stay for long periods of time and then be routed into homeless services and permanent housing. So there are plans in place to try to expand that. But a lot of people are saying it's too little too late.
Well, Stephanie, just real quick, generally, do you think people in San Francisco are happy the Super Bowl is coming? Do they think it's a good thing for the city or not?
I think it depends on who you ask. There is a lot of people are saying, you know, the Super Bowl isn't happening here in San Francisco. It's happening in Santa Clara, right, which is down near San Jose. So they are getting a lot of the benefits from the NFL, and we're having to pay for basically a big party and a traffic jam.
That's Stephanie Martin-Taylor with KQED in San Francisco. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.